This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I recently interviewed one of the co-authors of a new book called Climate-Wise Landscaping, Practical Actions for a Sustainable Future. It's a great read with a lot of information presented in an easily digestible way. While there's way too much in it to share here, Sue Reed offered some quick nuggets, nibbles of knowledge, that we can do now to help our future. One of those is to lose the idea of always having a manicured landscape. First up, don't pinch your natives. And I'm not talking about the neighbor. I have a second-year butterfly garden, and there are some of the native plants that are done flowering. I thought I might clean them up a bit. Sue says no, let them go to seed, not only to have more plants, but those seeds feed our local bird population. I hadn't actually considered that. Another lawn consideration is to let the natural weeds, like clover, grow. They feed pollinators. She's definitely not a fan of chemicals and says it's important to think about what happens in the soil. While the weeds may be annoying, as we talked about earlier this week, the chemicals also wreak havoc on our soil by killing the microbes and other critters living in that ecosystem. Hand-pulling those weeds is fine. With the two-finger method, it reduces the soil disturbance. If the weeds are annuals, just clip them down at the base. As for those fallen leaves, let them lay in the wilder areas of your landscape. They likely contain unseen eggs and larvae of many overwintering pollinators. Rake the leaves in areas you want to maintain, but save them for compost. I'll have much more on GardenBite.com and a link to the book, Climate-Wise Landscaping. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.